With us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father Frank. Christ is risen.
Good morning, Anna.
So we had a mini Lenten retreat with St. Vincent Pallotti, and today we're going to bring that to, I think, a fitting conclusion with an Easter theme to ponder. Give us the quote here from St. Vincent.
Holy joy and spiritual cheerfulness are distinctive characteristics of true servants of the Lord.
Joy, a distinctive characteristic of a true servant of the Lord.
Yes. And isn't that what Easter is supposed to be about? Our joy in the risen Lord? Except the disciples were pretty terrified when he appeared and said, "Peace be with you."
Yep.
And they're startled, terrified. They don't know what's happening. And, well, probably understandably, given that several of them, most of them, had left him when it came to the cross. His mother was there, some of the women disciples. In the Gospel of John, we have the disciple whom Jesus loved, the tradition has called St. John. And everybody else had scattered. And yet, he offers them peace. And it's out of that peace that real joy can come. But notice what St. Vincent Pallotti said here, too. Spiritual cheerfulness. Now, it's just not, you know, here, let's have good cheer. But deep down, if we have that peace that comes only from the risen Christ, then we can have what he calls holy joy and spiritual cheerfulness, because we're witnessing the Lord in a way that is powerful by our attitude, by the way we show what is within out to the world.
Yeah, and you know, there's that long-standing joke about Catholic guilt, right? You know, not to say that feeling guilty for our sins is bad. It is a good thing to recognize our own sinfulness and you know, bring it to the Lord and beg for his mercy. But I do think that some of us give off this air of, I don't know, sternness or a lack of joy. You think about the season of Lent, certainly when we're fasting, a lot easier to get grumpy a lot quicker. But I think it's instructive for us as Catholics, Father, to remember that Lent is 40 days long and Easter is
50.
Yeah.
50 days long. And that's purposeful. And consider that during Easter week, the octave of Easter, we had solemnities every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't contain Easter in just one day. For an entire week, they were at the highest level of feast, a solemnity, to just bring home the point that here's where we need to focus, and that this is where our hope comes from.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. Jesus says in the Gospels that people who are not sick don't need a doctor, right? So it is cause for joy in a way. I mean, I don't want to be misunderstood here, but cause for joy in a way that we can bring our sins to the Lord, that we are sinful, because that gives us the opportunity to have a Savior in Jesus Christ. That is cause for joy.
Yes, it is cause for joy. But do we present ourselves as depressing, judgmental,
mm-hmm.
attacking,
mm-hmm.
rather than, that's not to say that we shouldn't be about what is right and just. That's not what I'm saying. But do we show to others that we truly believe in not ourselves, but in the Savior in our Lord Jesus Christ, who has left us, also the church, to assist us in growing in life in Him and ultimately to come to our hope is to eternal life if we are faithful, which is also why we have the sacraments, to aid us, to give us the grace that we need. I mean, what joy that is. And then He gives us Himself in the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. He's right there. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. Right there. And why wouldn't we be joyful and cheerful about that?
Well, because Father, I'm looking at my fingernails. I'm cleaning my fingernails out. You know, I got all kinds of other stuff on my mind.
Sure.
And it, when you think about it that way, it's no wonder that we approach Holy Communion and walk back with just a blah look on our face.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes that's every once in a while I'll have when I'm many times when I'm giving communion to them, and I look for a person. At a person, and there's a smile on my face. It's not, you know, that there's something wrong with me. It's more, you know, here's what you're receiving as I hold the host right up in front of the person.
Let me hand you Jesus.
Let me, yes. Here's who you're receiving. The risen one. Let's be joyful about that. But then go out. You know, Pilates says, these are distinctive characteristics of true servants of the Lord. It's not all about us. We're meant to serve Him. And serving Him means going out and witnessing to Him. And that's where we get often as Catholic, something as simple as, I'm praying for you. Somebody's going through a rough time. Can we say those words?
Yeah.
I'm praying for you.
You know, I think,
you know how powerful that can be for another person?
So powerful. So powerful. And we often shy away from it because we think it's going to be uncomfortable in some way, shape, or form. I don't think that we think enough about what it means to receive the Eucharist and to have, I mean, this is an indelible mark that we have in our baptism, but then we receive it par excellence in the Eucharist. We have the life of God in us. We are literally living the life of God.
Yes.
And I don't think that we look at that in a really real way in our lives. We think of it as sort of this external thing. No, this is literally in us.
And it transforms us. If we cooperate with the grace, mm-hmm. it's transformative. The grace is there. Now, that means then looking at our lives. It means then forgiveness of our sins. It means a whole host of things. It may mean that we need to shift what we're doing. And the same is true if we're just kind of down about our faith and not seeing joy and living in a spiritually cheerful way, as St. Vincent Pallotti says. And again, not in a mindless way, but in a way that says, look, it's not all on me. The Lord is with me. And I truly believe that. And that gives me strength and hope to be able to go forth for Him. Mm-hmm.
I am Christ. Like, I am literally incorporated into His body. Am I living?
You're the body of Christ.
Am I living that way? Do I show that to other people in the way that I live my life? Some really good food for thought here from St. Vincent Pallotti for those of us who do want to be true servants of the Lord. Holy joy and spiritual cheerfulness are distinctive characteristics of true servants of the Lord. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio. And Father, if listeners want to get the resources you have over at the Catholic Apostolate Center, how do they find them?
Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org.
True Christian joy happening over there, right?
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed. Because Christ is risen. Father Frank, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Thank you.